So good morning. It's 9:33, Wednesday, May the 23rd, 2018. I think that's the right date. Come on. Yes, Wednesday, May the 23rd, 2018. And now it's 9:34. Okay. Anyway, so I didn't get out earlier today, but I didn't get out later, so it's something. Sun is still pretty hot, but there's a lot more breeze this morning, and I didn't even try to wear a sweatshirt. I just threw on a polo shirt. Off I went. So yesterday was actually a pretty productive day. I got a bunch of stuff done yesterday. None of it had to do with home run, but every piece of business I take care of is one less piece of business that interferes with my writing. So I got to the end of the day, it was like 10:30, and I had to choose between starting to write or going to bed. I chose going to bed. May not have been the wisest choice, but given my sleep debt at the moment, it's probably a pretty decent choice. At any rate, so I don't know that I've got a lot to talk about this morning. I spent some time doing some professional development for other people today, answering questions, asking questions in places where I'm not allowed to talk about. You could probably guess what they are, but I can neither confirm nor deny. I listened to Dave Robinson and somebody. It's like Alan and Jeremy against science fiction, or versus science fiction. And Dave and, I want to say Alan, because I don't think it was Jeremy. They were at the Nebula weekend, and they were doing a little piece every day. And I just spotted them. Something linked to them and popped up in my feed, so I started listening to them yesterday too. It was some interesting takes on it. I still have two episodes to go, so I'm only 2 days in. We'll see how it works out. It is a warm day, but I have got shade, at least for this part of the walk. I'll have less in the last half mile. That's how it goes. My penalty for not getting out sooner. Oh, and I was talking about books yesterday. The other book that I picked up while I was on the road. Morning. Was one about Starhawks. Books. Magician. And I blew through that. That was a pretty interesting story. That was a pretty interesting setup. The cover is complete pants. The cover is... as you talked about his covers. But I enjoyed it. It's a, how do I put it without spoiling it? It is, in a certain sense, a hopeful dystopian, or a lost colony. Lost Colony is a little bit of a spoiler, but you can figure it's a lost colony with by the end of the second chapter, so I'm not sure how much that's going to be a spoiler. But as those kinds of stories go, this one was rather engaging. And I finished reading it not because I'm no bud, but because I liked the story. So I picked it up because I know bud, but I finished it because the story drew me in. It was a really good book. I don't know if I said already or not, now that I think of it. Oh yeah, pollen, pine pollen. Wow, that's wild. The gutter beside the sidewalk here is coated with this yellow powder that looks a lot like sulfur, but it's pine pollen. The tuned, heady roar of a Mustang. I remember going to my grandparents lived on a lake. Each spring, the bay would be covered in yellow because the pine trees came right to the edge of the lake. There were a lot of pine trees. walking and not talking. I'm thinking about the book. I'm thinking about Home Run, and I think I'm trying to figure out why I've sort of stalled where I've stalled, and the answer is that I'm right on the mark on the outline, and the next five or six bullets in the outline are really weak. They don't match the rest of the story. I think what I need to do is let my mind kind of do a free write about what has to happen from this point forward so that I can modify the outline and pick it up and keep going. Because I have some, I have some pretty good things that are going to happen that will help really establish some of these characters that have so far don't even have names. I have two people who don't even have names yet. Say it with me. Monk post. So I've got some good things. I just need to get them written down so that I can move on to the next book. The last book for now of the Ishmael Wong series. I'm going to do something else, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm going to take the 30,000 words I have in Cape Grace and turn it into the full book that it needs to be to bridge the gap between South Coast and Half Shear, or if I'm going to go back to Tanith Fairport, or if I'm going to do something else altogether. I don't know. I don't really want to start another series. I don't really want to start another franchise. But I do need to step away from the Golden Age for a while. It's been my albatross for two or three years now, so I need to step away to let that renew. There's a lot of stories I still want to tell. There's a lot of stuff I want to get into. There's a lot of variations on a theme that I want to explore, but there's the reality that I need to give it a little bit of a rest. So we'll see how it goes anyway. Good morning. Electric wheelchair tool down the road. People first, person first. Good morning. Another day. I'm ready for my second breakfast. I haven't had second breakfast in quite a while. I had my peanut butter toast real early this morning. I only slept till a little bit past 5 o'clock. But I did not go to bed at midnight last night, so that wasn't too bad. It would have been, as a matter of fact, around 10:30. It would have been better if I'd slept until 6:30, but breakfast was a long time ago, and now I'm ready for something else. Even if it's only a breakfast burrito. I really want to have some oatmeal. I miss my oatmeal. Oatmeal and cranberries. A little apple juice. Go back and see if anybody else wants something to eat. It seems like all of a sudden it's summer. The trees are up, the grasses are seeding. Dandelions are dandy. And I have an earworm. Dreaded earworms. Oh, there are the flycatchers. 3 of them this morning. One of the birdies. Perched on the long stems, thrusting up from the grass. One per stem. I don't think the stems would take two, light as they are. Both the birds and the stems. Now what happened here? One of these three crabapple trees that I documented their planting some years ago. All three of them were up and flowering earlier, and now one of them looks like it's dead. The buds just got so far, and then the tree went... Mountain ash is all ashing. It's all yellow. Beautiful color. Golden. Golden green. Weeping willow down in the ditch has turned green. The other one is still dead. Which I can't say without thinking of a really old Saturday Night Live sketch. Saturday Night Live sketch. This just in. Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. That was Chevy Chase, I'm not sure. Anyway, I made it. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.